Well, there's two aspects to it. Number one, it's very clear in Bobby Kerr's estimation that we need to hold on to services that we already have. And then obviously if there are any potential services in different areas, that'll be a way of holding on to the post offices. This is an interim report that goes to consultation for a period of 2 months now. And then Bobby Kerr and the working group, which I'm part of, will be feeding back to Minister White with concrete proposals and suggestions on how to keep post offices alive. And it's important to point out that post offices have and post office staff have been having a very, very tough number of years. There is fears about the future, but what we have to do here, and it's the overarching message from Bobby Kerr, is there is change. People are changing their consumer habits, but we have to embrace that change and see how we still hold on to vital services in very rural communities.
If post offices don't modernise as we go into the future, is there a fear that we could lose more rural post offices?
Yeah, I mean, look, if people don't adapt to change, be it organisations, be it post offices, you know, things would look grim for the future. But I think from the representation that the post offices have got from, for example, the APU that sit on the working group, there's been concrete proposals that have been coming through from different reports from the post office organisation. And what government has to do now is not just to listen to these proposals, but to look at how we can implement them. And that's why it's so important that the consultation period of 2 months up until the beginning of September for a proper proposal from Bobby Kerr and the working group to the minister is brought to the table to see how we can hold on to the services that we have, be it the social welfare payments, and also to look at other options that services can be provided for through the post offices. Things are changing. People's banking experiences are changing. A lot of banks have moved out of rural areas, and really the last bastions for financial services in a lot of the rural areas is the post office and credit unions, and we have to look at how we can hold on to them and build upon the strengths that we have that have been there for so many years. And I would like to acknowledge the work off Bobby Kerr. It's certainly been a long work in progress, but it's not finished. But the important bit is to put together the proposals that will be implemented by government, and this is going to happen in September. And I'll certainly be driving it forward to make sure that we follow through on the recommendations.